aliens were trying to talk to us, what might that sound like? Here's one Hollywood version. That's from the classic Steven Spielberg film, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But how would real extraterrestrials reach out to Earth? While a recent transmission from outer space is raising some eyebrows, scientists say it could be, just possibly, communication from an alien civilization. Joining us on the line to discuss potential alien communication are Dr. Bruce Betts of the Planetary Society, which was co-founded by Carl Sagan in 1980, and Dr. Chris Rose, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Rutgers University. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Dr. Betts, I want to start with you because you work for the SETI at Home project, which analyzes radio signals from outer space using the largest radio telescope in the world in Puerto Rico. Is it just scientists who are listening or other people, ordinary folks, who are turning an ear to the universe?
At this point, it's basically just scientists because you're trying to sort out signals from that you don't know what you're looking for and you don't know where in the radio spectrum you're listening.
Tell us a little bit about this signal. Why do you think it could be from outer space and why might it not be?
Some of the news reports have blown it a little out of proportion. The SETI at Home group went and looked at roughly their 200 best possible candidates as extraterrestrial signals and observed them again. All of them looked less likely at the end of the observations than before to be actual extraterrestrial signals, except this one, which score went up a little bit, but it still shows some things that make us think in all likelihood it's almost certainly not a signal from ET, but we keep looking.
It is intriguing, isn't it? Well, we actually have a recording of a transmission that was detected by the Arecibo telescope in Puerto Rico. This is a typical transmission that has been converted to sound. I don't know. Sounds like a lot of static to me, Dr. Betts. And I guess your website says that if this were an alien communication, it would sound more like a whistle?
Yeah, it depends on what what type of communication, whether it's constant or variable. But yes, it certainly, if you converted it to sound, you could detect it as something a little more coherent. But they can also be buried in the static, so that's why you're trying to look in the details.
Well, and it also brings up an interesting wider issue, which is, what is the best way for us to communicate with distant planets? And Dr. Rose, I want to turn to you. You say that radio signals may not be the way to go. Why not?
I wouldn't say that it's not the way to go. It's one way to go. But if you look at the energy required to actually send a signal over very long distances, radio tends to dissipate. So that led us to begin to look at the energetics of sending a message of a particular size. And what we found was that for large messages, and it was surprising, that inscribing it in some sort of material and sending it somewhere can be vastly more efficient from an energy standpoint. So the conclusion, or one possible conclusion, is that maybe you should also be looking for little packages. And I say little packages, but you know, they'd probably be encased in a big rock. That was the example we used in the paper. But you should use material messages as well, and maybe you want to look for those too.
Well, it's an interesting image of somebody out there across space kind of lobbing things at us. Dr. Betts, what do you think about that?
I think they're both worth looking, but if you're looking for a beacon, the initial, hey, we're out here, I would tend to favor the radio and optical looks, but I think it's all worth looking into.
I guess the final intriguing question, which is, what do you gentlemen think is the likelihood that we are going to have some kind of communication with an alien civilization in our lifetimes? Frankly, I'm rooting for it.
I would say it is possible, and we are look forward to it, but it will be challenging. It's kind of the ultimate example of something that's not very likely to pan out at any one time, but if you ever succeed, you've got what's arguably the most significant discovery in the history of civilization.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both so much. It's such a fascinating topic.
Thanks for the invitation.
Dr. Bruce Betts of the Planetary Society and Dr. Chris Rose, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Rutgers University.